Jeffrey speaking. Today I want to talk to you about mentoring and what mentoring is about. A mentor is a role model, a guide. A mentor has been there before. They are generally ahead of the game. They have a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge about many subjects. So when they mentor someone, they're being a role model to that person, to their mentee. They guide somebody, they support, and they can do it. Why? Because they very often have already faced the challenges or problems before. They have often hit the same brick walls as their mentee is facing, so they are able to offer solutions that the mentee can look into, and if they decide to, they can use it or use them in their own creative way. It's very important for both the mentor and the mentee to learn and grow themselves, because in the period of time they will be spending together, a bond of mutual trust will be drawn up, very often without either party realizing it. The mentor will generally pass on their wisdom, experience and knowledge to the mentee who is following them. It's important for the mentor to act as a channel for feedback. Very often, information and knowledge that the mentee has received will be passed back to the mentor themselves. Remember, mentoring is a two-way street, so the basic process is one of synergy between two parties. Something that should always be remembered is that the mentee will always hang on to every word, every nuance, every saying, and will act blindly to how the mentor does things and says them. So as a mentor, it's very important that what is passed over to the mentee is of quality and should be practical. The solutions offered will more than likely be from anecdotal experience, so therefore should be something that the mentee will actually be able to accomplish themselves. Certainly not something that is off the top of the mentor's head and impractical for the mentee to be able to use or do. The mentor needs at all times to be honest with the mentee. If they don't know or have a solution out there, then they should always say, "I don't know." What should never happen is for the mentee to try something that doesn't work and then come back to the mentor disillusioned. The mentee needs to have total faith in their mentor. Once this trust is broken, it's not easy to repair. So what I'm saying is that the mentor should only give information which is true, factual, and from their own depth of knowledge and understanding. A good mentor will always tell somebody, "Honestly, I don't know the answer to that, so I'll have to come back to you when I have more information." What a mentor should never do is to give a solution that's way out and way impractical. It's very, very important to say, "I don't know." To be honest, more respect will be built up when those words are said. As a mentor and a role model to the mentee, a great responsibility is laid on the shoulders of a mentor, because one day the mentee themselves may well become a mentor. So the quality of the mentoring becomes the benchmark. The mentee therefore will only pass out what they have learned on their own from their mentor. So if the benchmark is lowered, then the quality passed out will also be lowered and reduced. So it's very important for the mentor to stress and act at all times with honesty, integrity, and therefore be able to receive and accept feedback and to learn and grow as an individual, which of course is passed to the mentees. A mentor has a great deal of responsibility to the mentee. However, on the other hand, you can't afford to have a mentee totally dependent, because they will then become far too reliant on the mentor, which is not what